Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome back to another episode of the What Lenore Said podcast. I'm your host, Lenore Bowles. Before we hop into the episode, let's talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. So it is May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, and this month I'm giving away 2 free life coach sessions to every single person that wants it. Super simple to redeem. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at What Lenore Said and shoot me a DM, and we can work on anything you want. So if you just want someone to be a sounding board, I got you. If you want to talk about how to actually put a plan in place to write and self-publish your book, I got you. If you want to talk about how to actually start forgiving yourself and others, I got you. There's life after heartbreak, and there is hope and goodness on the other side of a bad relationship. Mental health is so important, especially right now with everything crazy going on in the world. So let's get you to a place where you can truly, truly live the life you deserve. Now, this episode, I want to talk about singleness, and it's not something that I talk a lot about directly. I think I talk about aspects of being single and how to live a single life after a traumatic relationship. But, you know, my experience with singleness was very painful in the beginning. I craved being in a relationship so much that I sacrificed myself for it. And I stayed in a relationship 7 years that I knew was not healthy for me, because being alone was scarier than putting myself in a situation that was toxic. And so for someone like myself who craves human connection, I had to decide, do I want to be single and happy, or do I want to be with someone and afraid and miserable and live a toxic existence? Now, that was a price that was just too high for me to pay, and I really needed to learn how to protect myself. And my singleness was not something that I particularly enjoyed in the beginning. Now, I think I really like the life that I've built for myself. Being a single woman living in Atlanta can be very difficult, but it's the effort that you're putting behind it that really makes it worthwhile. So I really took the time to focus on myself and really develop self-love and deep-seated self-love. So self-love is not only pampering yourself and massages and bubble baths and getting your nails done and getting your hair done. That is one very small aspect of it. But the love of self and truly understanding who you are is the most important part, at least in my eyes. And the way that I really started to connect with myself and understand who I was at a foundational level was journaling. And I know I talk so much about journaling, but it is something that has truly helped me. Now, I am a writer by nature. I've been writing pretty much my entire life, and I did publish a book. But even before I published my book, I journaled all the time as a child. And I think when I really started to focus on journaling in a more purposeful way and writing things down and questioning things that I felt weren't right and allowing myself to just have a free flowing exchange of ideas with myself, it was a safe place for me to really focus on identifying those things that really underlie who Lenore was and who I am today. and I had to learn how to protect myself. I had to learn how to protect my peace. How do I become confident in my singleness? How do I protect my mind from all of the negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, all of those things that for so many years in a relationship were reinforced by the things that were happening in the relationship? How do I protect my heart? I don't want to be in the same place again. And so I had to figure out, what do I need to do to ensure that I don't become cold and, you know, build this wall between myself, and I still allow connection with other people so that I can start dating again, versus, you know, just being so open that I accept anything. Protecting my energy is something that is so important, and not just relationship energy, protecting your energy, period. A lot of people are drawn to positive people and drawn to certain types of people because either they feel that they're easy to manipulate or whatever the reason is, but a lot of people are very empathetic to other people's struggles. And, you know, we may have friends or family or someone that comes in, they are having a bad day and they emotionally dump all of their baggage on you, and then they walk away feeling good, but you still feel like crap because they've transferred that negative energy to you. And so really figuring out how to protect yourself. And honestly, I think the most effective thing for me was to just remove those types of people from my life altogether where possible. And so, you know, through healing, I've lost a lot of friends. And not that I don't care and still love these people, because I do, but I understand that I have to continue to love myself more. And it's not selfish for me to protect myself from that negativity. It was so bad that, you know, I was already being extra negative myself, and I really didn't have the capacity to have negative people around me when I'm already feeling so negative towards myself anyway. Now, protecting your time is also another very important part of this. I think a lot of us give, as women, we give so much time and attention to other people that we start neglecting our own time. And, you know, that can become something that is very problematic for you. So if you don't have time to do something, it is okay to say no. And learning to say no as a full sentence without explaining yourself is something that takes a lot of practice. But if you continue to make the choice to practice it, it will start to become second nature. And to turn down things that you just don't have time for or you just don't have energy for is okay. And it's something that you should do when you need to. Now, I'm not saying say no to everything. I'm saying say no to things that you just don't have the energy or time to do. And, you know, sometimes there are just things that you just don't want to do. And it's okay to say no to that. I think a lot of us just get to the place where we feel guilty for saying no, that we do things that we don't particularly like or enjoy. And, you know, that's not very healthy or positive anyway. So allowing people to steal your peace, to steal your energy and your time, it's not something that you should continue to allow to happen. That causes damage, and, you know, this damage is avoidable, but it takes a lot of energy and effort to kind of course correct the things that we've allowed to happen for so long. And I think we just need to really focus on choosing ourselves more often. And a lot of women are very giving, and it is scary to be alone. And it's scary to be single when you've been in a relationship for a very long time. I was in this relationship for most of my 20s. And so now I'm in my 30s and I'm still figuring out how to be this confident, healthy person that I am and have wanted to be all through my 20s. And now I figured it out a little bit. And, you know, there's still some times where I feel very unsure, but I rely on the tools and the skills that I've learned throughout this healing process, because I took the time to repair the damage that was done. So all of the damage that's done in a bad relationship is repairable. You can come out on the other side of this whole. And I think it's terrible for the narrative to be that once you've had a bad relationship, you're damaged goods, or once you hit a certain age and you haven't hit these benchmarks in life that someone has deemed as necessary, that, you know, you're not as worthy. And I think that's a bunch of bullshit, and it's a bunch of crap. And I just hope that you guys take the time to really figure out what you want. And to do that, I always encourage you to get out a sheet of paper and just write, and just let your mind go and write as much or as little as you desire, to kind of start self-identifying and figuring out those things that make you who you are at your core. Now, many of us have gotten out of that toxic relationship, and I think it's very instinctive to want to go back. And I am begging you, please do not go back. If it was physically abusive, obviously you don't want to go back to that. But, you know, it could just be a bad situation where there may be some drug abuse or alcoholism or verbal abuse or mental abuse, whatever the situation is, it didn't work for a reason. And I think sometimes we tend to go back because we still love this person. And I definitely identify with that. But do you love them more than you love yourself? And that was the question that I continually asked myself. And the answer was always no. And I definitely loved myself more. And in order to continue loving myself and to really love the person that I was, I had to stay away, because it's very likely that nothing has changed. And the best thing to do, and I'm not saying that you can't ever go back, I'm saying the best thing to do is to see over a long period of time changed behavior. This is the only way that you're going to know that the person has truly changed, and it's not just words. I just want to reinforce with you that you matter, and your opinion matters, and your happiness matters. And it's very easy for us to forget that we matter, especially when we've experienced something traumatic. And toxic relationships truly change us, but we have the power to change ourselves back into a person that we recognize and are proud of. And you have that power inside of you. It's how do we tap into that, and how do we make sure that we are continually choosing ourselves and working towards becoming the person that we desire. Again, none of this is easy, and I don't expect it to be, and you shouldn't expect it to be. It is a long road, but it is a road worth traveling, because once you heal from that damage, you are much better off. And I tell you this from experience. I'm a totally different person than I was several years ago. And although the damage is not 100% repaired, I am 1,000% better than I was before. And I had to learn that the most important person in my life was myself. And cultivating that relationship with myself was the first step to everything else falling into place and truly figuring out, how do I love myself? Who am I? Because again, that relationship changes you, and understanding who you are helps you learn to lean into that happiness and get back up and start really living again. And that is the ultimate goal, is to get back up. That relationship may have knocked you down, but you do not have to stay down. And it's getting back up, fighting and swinging wherever you can to get back to the person you want to be, not necessarily the person that other people expect you to be. So as Marie Kondo says, throw away the things that don't spark joy. And for me, this included my toxic relationship and the negative expectations I had for myself. I had to wake up every day and choose joy, and I encourage you to choose joy daily as well. Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them, because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.